to the RunnerX podcast, where we talk about all things running. As many runners know, it's 90% mental. So join Coach Valerie and Coach Caroline as we go through the mental side of running. Welcome back to the RunnerX podcast. I'm your host, Coach Caroline, and I'm here with Coach Valerie. Coach, we had a really good member. She's been with us for a long time. I think she's lifetime. And she wound up getting some shin splints. And we had some really good revelations from that. You want to talk about that? Talk about what happened?
Sure. And she actually had joined us because of shin splints. So okay. Really did bring back terrible memories for her.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Playing that pain again. Which, by the way, I haven't had shin splints in years. And even someone telling me they have shin splints, I can still remember the feeling.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That feeling. So this is a great conversation. You know, there when you come into RunRx, and I've been training run technique now for, gosh, 25 years. So when I first started, I learned directly from Dr. Romanoff, who created the pose method. So when I started learning, he was really, really strict about the language we used, about really making sure we understood the concept we were teaching. And I had never heard any of these words before. And this is right. Important because I was already running. I had run several marathons by the time I'd started working with him. I was already a coach. So it was interesting to me because I would say things like, oh, well, whatever. I'm just saying it like I say it. And he would say,
right.
Words. He would say to me, words have meaning and words create intent.
Yes.
In the beginning, I was like, what are you saying? You know, I honestly, I'm surprised he stuck with me, to be honest. I questioned everything this man said. And anyway, what he was saying is, when we're learning a movement, you have to focus on the movement. What is your job in that movement? Not what is the byproduct, not what is the end goal. What is my job in this moment for this movement? And this is where runners get lost because we want to look like the picture in the magazine of the runner with their legs, you know, they're like flying in the air and their legs are really separated and, you know, all of that. That's what we want to feel or we want to, you know, see. So then people start running this way. And then what they do is it's called reaching. They start reaching their front leg because in their mind, they think I'm going to get there. Right. I'm going to get
right
forward. I want to go
right
forward. I'm going to reach my leg forward. So, and you may not even realize you're thinking that, by the way, and that's a huge part of learning also, because most people, when I say to them, what is your action while you run? When you're running, what is your action? Well, a lot of times they don't really know how to answer that, right? Never
right.
thought. I don't know. I was a pusher and a reacher. I always did both. I wanted to work twice as hard. And 99% of our runners are push and reach. As by the way, she was when she started. We push off the back and we reach with the front, and it's just so wrong, unfortunately, but that's how we're most of us are taught, and we don't realize it. So then what happens is when you start to learn, I'm only going to focus on my job, and your job in running is to pull your foot up from the ground. So I just say up. It's a lot easier than saying pull, and it's mm-hmm. the direction of the foot is the up, right? So then all of a sudden you're like up, up, up. And this is your job for your run. Well, what happens is you've still got a lot of your old thoughts and you start looking at what other people are doing, right?
Right.
I mean, you can't help it. So
yeah.
One of the most common exercises out there, and I see it all the time, is for people, they say, if you want to run a little faster, you should add in some strides. Well,
yeah.
What does stride make you think of?
Makes you think reaching your foot out in front of you, right? Isn't that what
yeah,
you're...
Yeah, I mean, when I think of stride, I think of stride length.
Right.
Right? And
yeah.
Stride length is, just by definition, guys, stride length itself is the distance, the way we describe it, is the distance from pose to pose. And that's the length of your stride. So when you're on the ground to the next
right.
time you're on the ground. And in between that, you're in the air, hopefully. You want to have both feet off the ground. It's a byproduct. Like you pull your foot and then your lifted foot drops and then you pull your foot again. If you do any work with that front foot, it's just going to put you on the ground early. And so unfortunately, when people think I'm going to run these strides, they start actually reaching even more because they want to run, they want to get there faster, right? So then their thought right. is going to reach that foot out even quicker. Well, unfortunately, even if you're the best runner in the world, as soon as you start to increase speed, you increase ground reaction force, or better known as impact. So all of a sudden, if I'm reaching my leg out, trying to run faster and increasing impact, your shins are going to be the first place to feel it. Yeah. Shins, and then your knees, and then maybe your hips and your lower back. And so unfortunately, when you have a thought of reach, your body says to you, no, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of people, when they start doing speed work, and I'll put speed work in with striders, because they're thinking, I need to extend my reach. I need to extend my stride. I need to make my legs separate more. These are the thoughts that start to go in your mind. Well, then your actions reflect that. And your body, unfortunately, just got probably about 8 times your body weight. Ouch.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when we teach people how to run faster, we say, we don't care about your speed. We're not thinking about speed. We're not thinking about stride at all. All we want you to do is lift your torso a little higher and pull your feet quicker. And what's amazing is in doing so, you will increase your stride length. You will increase your speed.
Right.
It's just a different way to get there. And so when she started to add in, and she said it herself, she said, I'm now running at by adding strides.
Yeah.
And luckily, because we're us, whenever anyone in our running group is injured, hurting, and I really want to see you when you're not hurting, but this is usually what happens. Immediately, I'm like, send me a video.
Yeah.
And they'll take a video of themselves running. And we immediately could see that when she was thinking she was running faster, what she was actually doing was kicking her front leg out like a kickstand.
Yeah.
And even when she saw it, she couldn't believe it because she's been working so hard on, you know, her running technique. And this is where people have to also remember that running never changes. Running is running is running. What right. changes is your angle of fall. And when you understand that, it's amazing. You actually let go of so much extra work.
Well, and this is where you talk about kind of bringing back to how you started this with Dr. Romanoff, that word stride,
yeah.
how that changed her perception. And I immediately brought up within, like when I coach mentally, we talk about what has been referred to as the model. And basically it looks at like the fact, which is your circumstance. Based on a fact, I went running, you have a feeling. It just happens. You feel good. You feel bad. You feel, you know, ambivalent. You feel whatever. You have a feeling. But that feeling then affects a thought. That thought then makes you do an action, and that action is what produces your results. And what you don't realize is that your result comes from your thought, not from the action, right? It's because you're thinking something. And she was thinking stride, which gave her the result. She thought she was doing the action, which you were saying was supposed to be a pull, right? Or an interval or a lean or a not lean. See, there's another word, or a fall. But as soon as you think those I hate to use the word wrong, but the word that's going to make the wrong, an incorrect thought that's going to create an incorrect action and not give you the results you want.
Right. And you know, it's interesting. I coach in real person, in real life, I coach weightlifting.
Right.
And I coach CrossFit. And what's amazing is you can show someone a movement. So I'm just going to not use running. Okay. So let's say I teach you to squat and your squat is incorrect. Well, I can fix you right on the spot because I'm standing right next to you. Right.
Yeah.
And then the person a lot of times will say, why do I do that? You know, like they're not meaning, right? I mean, I've done that too. I'm like, why do I bend my elbows early when I'm doing a clean? You know, like,
yeah.
And because you know that there's a standard of movement that is supposed to be done. And then when you do it right, you know, it feels right. It's, you know, and most people, once they feel right in their movement, they actually can also recognize when they did it incorrectly. Right. Yeah. So, right. And it's neat to kind of see that too. Like, people will film themselves or they'll even feel it like, oh, I, you know, I didn't go quite as low as I could have or whatnot in your movement. And with running, what's always been the struggle as a coach and as the person is I'm giving you the cues in place, but then you've got to go take them out and run with them.
Yeah.
And then I tell you, keep the same thoughts, like,
yes,
channel just these thoughts. And that's hard, right? And so,
well, because we don't think it has, we don't think thinking
that it has as much impact
has that much impact. And a lot of times, and this is just who we are, especially with our RunnerX community, when you boil it down to the essence of post fall pull, which is the essence, those are just the little bits. It's not all the nuances, it's not everything, but it's the essence.
Well, it's the elements.
It seems so simple. It couldn't possibly be that simple, right? It couldn't possibly be about my thoughts and thinking up unweighting and using those key words, not using words like, you guys heard me earlier, catch myself from saying words like landing. That will evoke a different, it just does. Think about that.
Okay,
so when I say landing versus pulling.
So that's a great thing. So let me say this real quick, because I wanted to bring this up and it sounds like a good time. So I taught running for CrossFit for years, and years. And so I think they even offer now an online running course. And they posted a run workout the other day, and on there they put, and this is just, again, goes back to that conversation. They said, try to keep your feet on you by pretending like you're running on a railroad tie and land on the balls of your feet. And I just, you know, grimaced in my head. And I thought, y'all missed the whole point of the class.
I thought you close,
how to land your foot. If you're telling me how to land my foot,
right,
you're telling me to add impact to my run. You're telling me to put the kickstand down. You're telling me to look for the ground. You're telling me wrong. And it's a bummer because I taught for them for a long time, but also because when you start to realize how much your words affect your movement, and guys, it's just like Caroline said, if I'm out for a run and I'm thinking up and light and lift and be up, and I'm telling you, your whole mood is up. You feel
elasticity,
better.
Elastic. You know, I'm going to be elastic. I'm going to feel, you know, it really does change, guys. And if you don't believe us, try it. Go out for a run around the block and think things like land, stride, push, you know, muscle, kind of things. Don't go for too long, but then stop and think unweight, light, pull, up. Up. You do it better, but
just do
it will really change the way you run.
Don't even travel. Just pull. Yeah. Just in place. Pull your feet. Bend your knee.
Yeah.
Lift your torso. Just feel it. Honestly, you don't. You know, like, and the thing is, because I don't think anyone's out there. Most people, when they run, I don't think they're thinking of action at all. At all, they're not thinking push or read. They're not thinking those thoughts. They're thinking things like, how fast am I going? How far do I have left? I have to go to the grocery store later. Right? Most people's thoughts, if they're about the run, it's about their mileage. It's about their distance. It's about how fast they're going, how far they have
left. Heart's going to explode.
It's very data driven.
Yeah.
Where's the thoughts of, am I lifted up? Is what fall point am I looking for?
Right.
Feet feel light, right? I mean, these are, so one of the things that we love is that when you have, again, just goes back to the simplicity of running, because that's what a lot of people used to say to me, running is natural. Yes, in 100%. And we'll help you get back to that natural place. However, you haven't been running every day all your life for hours and hours. So for you right now, it's not as natural and it's okay.
Yeah.
So keep the positive thoughts.
And you will get to that spot, though, where it will feel natural. And I love it when somebody does come into the group and then eventually does. They always do. They eventually come in and say, it felt effortless. That's a word that I love. Like, I felt like I was flying. And that does happen. Now, if you're thinking we're nuts and you go out and you try this and you do this, you know, you try to land and you go, oh, she's right. That feels hard. And when I think up, I think lighter. Then I want you to go, come back in, go, or on your phone, go to runrx.fit and hit work with RunRx and give us a try. You can come in for a month and just get a gait analysis, go through the immersion, learn the elements that we talked about, and then you can leave if you choose to. Most people choose to stick around a little bit because it's more than just those elements. There's a nuance to it. And you'll begin to see, like our member did, like what they were doing, what you're doing wrong, and you'll start to kind of feel it and you'll want to kind of hang out with us for a while. If you don't, though, that's the beauty of it. And just kind of tie this back around, we're also talking about another member that had recently came back into the group to show that she had done, she won her age group, right, in a 5K. And she was saying she still thinks up, up, up. And what did you say about that, Valerie?
Well, I was just, you know, she came in with a major running injury. She had a plantar fasciitis and heel pain. And so, you know, we meet people usually there. That's usually where I meet most of my runners is at the, when they're not enjoying their running. And so, when she first started, she was really committed to the drills and the practice and checking in a lot. And then she, you know, she's like, I feel pretty good. I'm going to go on my own a little bit. And I told Caroline, for me, I like seeing my runners a lot. So when they go away, sometimes I'm like, oh, I just want to know you're still practicing. So it was such a nice gift. She came back in and she said, I just want you to know, I won my age group in a 5K. I'm finally running pain-free and I do my drills. I still use my warm-up drills. I do. And I use my ups. And that was my main thing, that what's so neat is when you don't look for something else, when you know you've really got it, like, you know, I'm there to help you. And I gave you the skills to get there. And then you go and you do it. It's a really nice place to be.
Well, and to tie it back in, what you had said that I thought was so pertinent was you said, you may choose not to stick around. You may go on your way, learn what you need to learn, and then go off and do what you need to do. But we're always still there with you. You will still have those thoughts, and you will still hear the up, up, up in your head. It just does. And then you can always kind of pop back in, whether if you're not in the group, you could, because you came in and you're no longer a paid member, that's fine. You can still find us on social and let us know how you're doing, because we do love to hear about your wins. And there have been quite a few people that have never come into the membership that have just followed Valerie on Facebook or on Instagram or on YouTube and come back and say, hey, you're not going to believe this, but I followed what you were teaching and I started doing what you were talking about. And I'm now running better, faster, stronger, you know, injury free. And it happens without without her ever watching you run. So we have so many ways to help you, free, paid for a month, whatever you need, guys, we're here for you. And if you have a question, please post on Instagram, post on X, post on YouTube. If there's a video and something doesn't look right to you and you want some more information, let us know. And if it's more private, send it to support@runrx.fit. That's support@run.fit. And we would love to hear from you. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for joining us on the RunRx podcast. If you'd like to know more, join us at www.runrx.fit. And if you have additional questions that you'd like answered on the podcast, email us at support@runrx.fit.